Well, thank you very much, Mr. Appy. And a good afternoon and happy Sabbath. It is so nice. I get to be the lucky one to do this sermonette when everyone's welcome to come back to services. Anyhow, we all know what time of the year it is. It's Passover season. And what God instructs us to do at this Passover season, we know we're to take the wine as a symbol of Christ's shed blood, which was shed for us. We're to eat of the bread in remembrance of his body, which was broken for us. And we also, and we're also admonished to wash each other's feet in an act of humility and humbleness. And there's one more thing that we all need to do, and we should be preparing to do this even before the Passover season approaches, and that's to examine ourselves. Now, as I was preparing this sermonette, I got to thinking, you know, I examine myself and all that and the other, and one thing just clicked in my mind, it was, what about the sin of pride? What about the sin of pride? So today, my sermonette, if you're looking for a title, it's Pride versus Passover. And we all do this. I mean, I do this more than other. I hate to admit, my wife, she'll acknowledge. How many of us are so quick to point fingers at others, and we're looking at their shortcomings, their faults, and we like to point out things that we think they need to correct? And how many times have we said, he did this, or he or she said that? And even though it may be true in some cases, it's not really our job to be that judge. That's God's job, and we're really stepping into his realm when we take on that responsibility that's not given to us. We're to examine ourselves, not anybody else, ourselves. Have any of us ever been offended by something someone ever said or did? It could even be a minister of God, and we let this dwell in our memory, and we don't come to the Passover every year and humbly submit to this sin of pride. God instructs us to lay down our gifts at the altar and make amends with our brother before we bring our gifts to God. Have we forgiven the wrongs of other people have done to us? Would we want our Father to forgive us if we had committed such the act? Or have we let past hurts, which haven't been repented of in this pride realm, cause bitterness in our hearts? I was recently listening to a sermon on UCG website the other day, and the minister was mentioning, he was talking about pride in the Passover also, and he brought up this point. I never really thought of it this way, and he said, pride is always just below the surface. It's always lurking about just below the surface. And it's always ready to rise its ugly head. That's our human nature. We have to really conquer that human nature, especially before this time of Passover season. Let's go ahead for the first scripture today. Please turn to Proverbs 8:13. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. What is evil? Pride and arrogance in the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. God hates pride. Let us try to make this Passover season more meaningful, and let us go to our brother or sister if we're felt that we've been wronged in some way. Let us try to be encouraging to others. I have 3 points today that I'd like to express and we can talk about. And the first point is, let's always remember to stay in our own lane. And we're told, and we know this, we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We're called to be example, not judges. You don't have to turn there. I'll go to read this Philippians 2:12, where it reads, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Number two, God is love. We always have to remember God is love. Let us show God's love with our actions. I'm going to tell a little story of my grandmother. She's passed, but she'll appreciate this. I was younger, and someone, it was in our family member, something would be doing something wrong. I mean, I was doing way more wrong than all of them at the time, but I'd go over to her house, and I'd say, you know, so-and-so, he's doing this, and blah, blah. And I was so ready to condemn the person, my own family, and she always took the high road of letting love cover the multitude of sin. And I never, at that point in time, as I was a teenager, never really understood that. And I was thinking, I'm confessing to her, I got this problem with this, and she's letting it go. It doesn't even bother her. And then years later, I realized that it was actually bothering her, but she was probably praying in her prayer closet and taking care of it that way. And what I did not realize back then, as I got a little older, is she had God's Holy Spirit dwelling within her, and I didn't. We don't have to turn there. Another scripture, 1 Peter 4:8. "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." Then number three, come humbly to God during this Passover season. Proverbs 29:23 states, "A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor." And then also in 1 John 2:16, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." In conclusion, as we observe this Passover season, let us come to our Father and Jesus Christ like a little child, and let us examine ourselves.